Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show. Today's show is a tribute to the late Dusty Hill and Texas blues.
And Mark, although our next Texas blues man was born in Louisiana, his family moved to Texas at the age of 13. Johnny Copeland formed his first band at the age of 17 after seeing T-Bone Walker perform. Early in his career, he backed several blues legends, including Big Mama Thornton and Freddie King. He spent the 1970s touring the Texas Triangle, and later he toured in Europe, Africa, and the Iron Curtain. He built a reputation for his sizzling guitar, soul-drenched vocals, and high-energy shows.
Yeah, and in 1985, he earned a Grammy for the album Showdown, which is one of my favorite, where he traded licks with Texan Albert Collins and Robert Cray. There was a lot of cutting going on in that album. He's also won four W.C. Handy Awards. So from his 1989 album, Boom Boom, here is the song, The Blues Ain't Nothing.
Johnny Copeland doing Blues Ain't Nothing. A little later in time now as we go, October 3rd, coming up soon, 1954, a new blues messiah was born in Dallas, Texas. By the 1980s, the blues had a little bit fallen out of favor, but Stevie Ray Vaughan, one of my favorites, came along just in time to revive it. He brought rock fans back to the blues with his guitar prowess and passion. And his playing sounded like, I don't know about you, Mark, but it was like a combination of Hendrix, Otis Rush, Albert King, all mixed up.
In a blender.
In a blender, yeah. You could say, yeah, throw him in a blender.
Well, in 1978, Stevie formed the band Double Trouble, named after the Otis Rush song, another great bluesman. Before long, word of his playing spread far and wide, and people like Mick Jagger, Carlos Santana, and David Bowie took notice. And as we all know, he played lead on David Bowie's song Let's Dance. Sadly, he played his final concert on Sunday, August 26, 1990, with Eric Clapton, Robert Cray, Stevie's brother Jimmy, and others at Alpine Valley Music Theater. I was there for that Saturday show, and that was a performance that is permanently etched in my mind. It was a blues lover's dream, and what a tragedy.
And you had a friend who played in the band, right?
Yes. Wayne Jackson was playing horns with Andrew Love, and they backed the Robert Cray band.
Yeah. So let's talk about Stevie's older brother, Jimmy. Jimmy Vaughn was a major influence on Stevie, and the two had an unbreakable bond. Jimmy is best known for his band, the Fabulous Thunderbirds. And today, Jimmy Vaughn continues to give blues a very powerful voice.
Yeah, and, Jimmy also has had a fabulous solo career, but let's begin with the Fabulous Thunderbirds song, Wait on Time, off the 1979 album, The Fabulous Thunderbirds, Girls Go Wild. Immediately following that song will be Stevie Ray and Double Trouble playing The House is Rockin' off the 1989 album, In Step.
Well, I don't live like a king, and I don't drive a big car. The gypsy woman was right, but she said I would go far. Just wait on time, baby, I'll be there one day. Yes, and until I get there, baby, all I can do is hope and pray. Well, you say you stick with me, baby, stick with me through thick and thin. I know someday, baby, my bad luck has got to end. Just wait on me, baby, I'll be there one day. Yes, and until I get there, baby, all I can do is hope and pray. Me, baby, stick with me through thick and thin. I know someday, baby, my bad luck has got to end. Just wait on time, baby, I'll be there one day. Yes, and until I get there, baby, all I can do is hope and pray. Well, I live the life I love, and I love the life I live, the life I live, baby. Yeah, all I have to give, so just wait on me, baby. Well, be there one day. Yes, and until I get there, baby, I'm not gonna live with hope, man, baby. Well, you just got to wait on time, baby. Yeah, just wait on time now, baby. Yeah, yeah. Be good to me, baby.
Pick up your shoes, gotta lose them, don't lose. They're so high, thank
That guy is a bad axe man.
Yeah. Stevie Ray, my man.
Well, our next Texas blues guitarist signed with Columbia Records in 1969, and at that time was a record amount of money for a contract. And for good reason. Not only was Johnny Winter's physical appearance unlike anyone else except for his brother, who was also an albino, but his singing voice and guitar were authentic tools in keeping the blues alive and well. Johnny was born on February 23, 1944 in Beaumont, Texas. His music was the embodiment of every rural and urban blues man that came before him. But he also crossed over as a rock god, and he could fill stadiums during his rock and roll days.
Mark, I know you know this, but yeah. I had the privilege of knowing Johnny and presenting him with some of my photos from his early 70s, and actually one of them was used on a cover of a CD. And when he passed away, the Grammys used one of my photos for their In Memoriam segment of the show.
Yeah, that was so cool, Jim.
Yeah, and I also became friends with his manager, Paul Nelson, who took control of Johnny's career and well-being following years of neglect. He did that by getting him up on stage, which is where Johnny really wanted to be all the time. And Johnny was never comfortable with the guitar god label. In his biography, he said, "I just want to be remembered as a good blues player."
You think?
Which he was. And we're going to play Good Morning Little Schoolgirl off his debut Columbia album. Let's close out our show by circling back to that little old band from Texas known as ZZ Top. How can we not play the song Tush that features Dusty Hill on lead vocals? Tush, is it Tush or Tush?
It's Tush.
Tush. Tush. All right, Tush was written during a sound check at an Alabama venue with a dirt floor.
I'm going to clear this all up, Jim. Dusty thought of the title after hearing the Yiddish word tuchus while in Dallas.
Tuchus and became Tush.
Yeah, okay. Same thing. But he also said the title is Texas slang. From what I understand, Tush refers to anything luxurious, fine, cool, or deluxe. Let our listeners decide. Off the 1975 album Fandango, here is the classic Tush.
Tush, Tush, Tush.
Tush.
Tush. Since we are broadcasting on a radio station, WHRULP, our next ZZ Top song is perfectly relevant. The song is called Heard It on the X, and it appeared on their 1975 album Fandango. It refers to the early Mexican radio station whose call letters began with X and blasted out music that could be heard throughout North America. One of these stations, XERF-AM, helped launch the career of DJ Wolfman Jack. These stations were free to cover a wide range of music from religion to blues.
And, Jim, one of these stations in 1933 operated two 300-foot towers, get this, for a combined 500,000 watts of power.
That's what WHRU has,
That's what I'm saying. Now, that's something that our radio stations should strive for. But the history behind these border blasting stations is rather lengthy. But basically, it came down to the Mexican government being unhappy with the United States. In the early days of radio, the U.S. gobbled up most of the available radio frequencies, and they were interfering with Mexico's early stations. So it basically is a story of revenge. Let's listen to Dusty and Bill Trade lead vocals on the ZZ Top classic Heard It on the X.
That was ZZ Top's Heard It on the X. I love that song. Just really rocks. Well, that's our show for today musically, but we have some more trivia that we could say about Dusty Hill. First off, Dusty formed his first band in high school with his brother and drummer, Frank Beard. They've known each other a long time, and they were called the Warlocks.
You know, Jim, this is a great story, and I actually heard it on a documentary. When ZZ Top went on hiatus in the late 70s, Dusty took a job at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport and went mostly unrecognized. He said, if you take off your hat and shades and wear work clothes and put Joe on your work shirt, people are not expecting to see you. So it's not hard to pass yourself off. And if somebody did recognize him, he would just lie and say, do you think I'd be here if I was Dusty Hill of ZZ Top? According to interviews, Dusty just wanted to feel normal. He had been a musician from the age of 14, and ZZ Top had been touring for so many years, he needed a break.
Yeah, when he took a break working in an airport, when you think about
it. He wanted to feel normal.
I guess. I would have worked at Target or somewhere. Okay, I'm going to ask you a trivia question. ZZ Top was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004. Who inducted them?
And I knew you were going to ask that because that was Keith Richards.
Very good. And what band is he in? Rolling Somethings.
Rolling Somethings. A Muddy Waters song, yeah.
Did Dusty love Elvis?
Yes, Dusty loved Elvis. And during live performances, he would sing lead on version of Jailhouse Rock. And as an encore, the band sometimes would perform Viva Las Vegas when doing a residency at the Venetian Hotel. Also, because of his love of Elvis, at Dusty's 2002 wedding, he grabbed the microphone and serenaded his beautiful bride with the song, Can't Help But Falling in Love.
I warned you about your singing, didn't I?
Okay.
All right. When the band regrouped after a two-year hiatus from their 1979 album, De Guayo, Dusty and Billy Gibbons discovered that they had both grown near identical beards, and that became their trademark.
Yeah, my understanding is during those 2 years, they didn't know where each of them went. Each went off in a different direction. They had almost no contact. And when they came back, they both discovered they had these long beards. So that was kind of the start. All right. Well, beyond the trivia, if you get a chance, visit Jim's photo exhibition at the Hey Nannies Music and Dining Venue in downtown Arlington Heights.
Please go by if you can. No tickets are required, and the photographs will remain available for viewing through October 31st. They are also available for purchase, hint, hint, hint. And there's plenty of parking right next door.
Yes, there is. No excuse for not going. Please join us on 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio every Monday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. or Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. Or you can listen to our recorded show anytime on the station's website at huntleyradio.com.
And our book, Classic Rock Photographs from Yesterday and Today, is available online at Amazon and also at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame gift shop in Cleveland. Or, Mark, I don't know if you knew this, you can borrow it through the New York or Los Angeles Public Library system.
I had no
idea. Yeah, we're in the library system.
Boy, we're
getting
big. Yeah. To view Jim's amazing classic rock photography, visit his website, jimsamariaphoto.com. We're also on Facebook. Email the station if you have a particular music-related topic you'd like us to cover.
Well, you've been listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM, and on demand anywhere in the world, including these Texas towns, Austin, Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio.
And every other city and town in Texas.
That's true. Thanks for listening,
everybody. Thanks for listening.